Coach, tonight, obviously, your team came out and battled hard with the Rockets. They had a little 8-0 spurt on you there about mid-second half, and they didn't let you get back close enough after that. What was the key to that spurt for Toledo?
I think that was our turnovers. That was the time where we turned the ball over. They were able to get out in transition, and that was the difference in the game right there. But I thought our guys did a really good job of fighting back and playing extremely hard. So I'm proud of what we've done today, and we got to have that same effort moving forward, and we'll be in Cleveland.
39% for Toledo in the first half, 62% in the second half. What materially changed with either their offense or your defense?
Dennis. Nothing changed. Ray J. Dennis just went to work. He put it on his back to say we're not going to lose today. And he scored basically all those points or assisted on all those points, and that was the difference.
Coach, late in the game, Leon Ayers was not in the game at all, and you guys made a little bit of a push. Talk about the lineup that kind of kept you in the game late. It was a little bit different, the constructed lineup.
We needed stops at that point. That team was going well on the defensive end, so I just stuck with that group. They were guarding well at that time, and just kind of didn't want to shake it up and stay with that lineup.
Also, you know, late you kept fouling Toledo, but they didn't oblige you. You needed a turnover or a missed free throw or something, and at some point they didn't give it to you down the stretch.
They definitely didn't give us the free throws. That's what makes them good. I mean, that's what makes them a good team. When you have all those guys returning, you know, that experience and have won, and they know how to win. And that was just the difference right there.
Well, again today, you were able to go inside to Gabe O'Neal. He had a season-high 13 points. You know, maybe you wish he could have played more or what have you, but Gabe was certainly effective.
He definitely was effective. He did a really good job defensively, was able to score down low, was able to, you know, just have a great game for us, and just proud of Gabe and what he's done.
Also, Caden Matheny really struggled up in Toledo, and today they kept a close eye on him again, but he was able to find some more quality shots today. Talk about Caden's work here on this day.
He's been doing a great job coming in, getting shots up, competing on a consistent basis, still, you know, defending really well, did a great job defensively. You know, just a very good team, and, you know, it was just a good game, quality game to be a part of. Wish we could have competed like this the whole year and consistently. You know, that's been our problem all year is consistency, and hopefully we can be consistent these last couple games and be able to make it to Cleveland.
Yeah, I guess the thing you take from today with your guys is, you know, you're battling with the league leaders here. You came up short, but if you can put out this kind of effort and nearly beat Toledo, an equal effort would beat other teams, most of them, right?
Oh, for sure. But now it's consistent. We got to be able to make that same effort moving forward, and I think we'll be successful down the stretch and be able to make it to Cleveland.
Well, Coach, we'll see you in Oxford on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall to Toledo this afternoon, 91-86.